talk about on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Now, we're going to start off this afternoon by returning to a story that we featured on the programme about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and it was about a lady called Amy McCarthy from Tralee. Now, Amy was living in Shanghai in China for a number of years, and she decided at the start of July that she was going to move back home to Ireland, back home to Kerry, full time. So she packed up all her worldly goods, and you'd have accumulated a fair amount after 3 years, and moved back to Kerry. She flew from Shanghai to Oslo, and from Copenhagen to Oslo, and eventually, I think she might have gone to Dusseldorf along the way too, but eventually flew back into Dublin with Aer Lingus. But alas, Amy's luggage didn't come with her. Now, she told us all about it and all about her efforts to be reunited with her luggage when she spoke to us a few weeks ago. But there's been a twist in the tale. This is very, very interesting indeed. I spoke to Amy earlier, and first of all, for the benefit of those of you who didn't hear the original story, I asked her to give us a quick recap.
Yeah, of course. So I was moving home from Shanghai, and I was flying back into Dublin around the 1st of July. So this was the time, the height of the travel problems, and landed into Dublin and no bags arrived. I had two full suitcases, nothing arrived. So I had to leave, and then was trying to locate them and trying to get onto Aer Lingus, trying to get onto anything I could. And they were saying they can't find them. They're not showing up on any systems. Nothing's happening. So, and that went on for the whole summer. So that was literally how I spent all of July and August, just tweeting, emailing, ringing Aer Lingus to see where my bags were and getting no answers.
And just remind people, you were living in Shanghai for how long?
So I was in Shanghai for 3 years, so it was just the last 2 years there, packed up my life and headed off then, and we went into really strict lockdown. We were locked into our apartments. There was a lot going on, so I was very excited to get home.
Yeah, and you literally had, like, a lot of your worldly belongings were in those suitcases.
Oh yeah, absolutely everything I owned, because I was living in Shanghai.
Yeah.
So when I was moving home, I was coming home to start again in Ireland.
So you literally got back to Tralee with the shirt on your back, as they say.
Yeah, and a few important documents in my hand luggage, but that was it.
Yeah, and you, I remember you telling me the last time we spoke that you were borrowing clothes from people, and you even borrowed an outfit to go to a wedding because all your clothes were missing in action with the suitcase.
Yeah, I had to borrow from friends, I had to borrow from my mom to cover. I had nothing, and I didn't know when or if I would get anything back. So yeah, I was borrowing from everyone around me. Thank God they were there.
Exactly. You were kind of getting the runaround a bit from Aer Lingus. Is that fair enough to say?
Oh, like, looking back now, it was just the same copy and paste tweets that I was, replies that I was getting. They were just saying, we're looking, we've escalated your case. I must have heard that 4, 5, 6 times easily. I got an email from baggage services on the 18th of August to say your bags are completely lost. We've, due to our extensive research and our extensive search, we cannot find them. They have not been located to file my claim that time. So that was the 18th of August. So it was just constantly, no, we can't see anything. Nothing's coming up.
And you had flown from Shanghai to where? Was it Amsterdam?
No, I had flown Shanghai, Copenhagen, Oslo, Dusseldorf, Dublin. So
okay.
I was rerouted because of cancellations, and then we missed a connecting flight. So then I was moved to after Dusseldorf. So yeah, it was a little bit of a runaround as well to get home.
So after 2 months, Amy, of getting nowhere, and I presume giving up hope at that stage, you decided,
yeah,
to hell with this, I'm going to see what I can do myself. So tell...
Yeah, well, I tried to go in. I had flown back. I went to visit my brother and sister in England, and I'd flown back into Terminal 2 just to look myself back in July. I flew to Dublin from Kerry to Terminal 1 just to have another look in August sometime. So I had gone up and checked and tried to talk to Aer Lingus staff. No one was... they were not one bit helpful. And then on Twitter, there's lots of other passengers who are in the same situation, and I had seen that they'd moved the bags to this warehouse. That was their thing back in August. because there were so many bags. So they moved them to this warehouse, and only recently you've been allowed to go into this warehouse. So someone on Twitter told, I saw that she had gone this warehouse and gone to look for her bag, and they were letting the public in now to just search for their bags. So I thought, you know what, I'll just give it a shot and just last ditch effort to go up. So I went up yesterday to go and look in the warehouse, and yeah, the two bags were sitting there.
And there they were, the two bags.
Two bags sitting in with the SAS, because I flew with them first. So two bags sitting there, and all my tags, all my information, everything is on them. And they've been there since the 3rd of July, just sitting there.
And they weren't hard to find at all. You found them straight away.
Oh, I got to Terminal 1, and to walk to the warehouse takes 12 minutes. And I had found my bags within 2 minutes of walking in the door.
What did that feel like?
I was so happy. I couldn't believe it. I was so happy. Like, signed the two of them out and was walking back to the airport, just couldn't even believe it, sending pictures to all my family, all my friends, everyone I told about this whole saga. And then I read the tags that said that they landed on the 3rd of July, and I just went from so happy to have them back to so angry that I could have avoided all of this drama.
Yeah, so yeah. They were sitting in the warehouse for what, 2 months really?
2 months. It'll be 10 weeks tomorrow.
My
that
God.
I lost them. So, and they were just sitting there, and it's just now when you see Aer Lingus telling me that we cannot find them. We have searched everywhere. The best of the best teams are looking for these bags. We're doing the best that we can. I found them within 2 minutes of going to this warehouse myself.
Yeah. And did you say, Amy, because I know you've been very active on Twitter talking about this,
mm-hmm.
did you say other people that you've heard from on Twitter are kind of in the same boat with missing bags?
Oh, there's groups set up on Twitter. So there's Aer Lingus Lost My Luggage group, there's an Aer Lingus Complaints group, there's an Aer Lingus Can't Find My Luggage. There's lots of people. There's the warehouse is full. The warehouse is full of bags.
So I presume you went on Twitter to advise people to look themselves.
I haven't yet, because I was so angry yesterday when I was coming back down I sent off a load of emails. So today that I'm a little bit calmer, I will be getting onto Twitter, because some people don't know about this, that you can actually go to the warehouse yourself and look for the bags, and you will probably find them hopefully within 2 or 3 minutes.
And was everything intact inside in your suitcases?
Everything.
Amy? Yeah.
Everything was there. I was worried about that, but everything I unpacked yesterday and everything was there. Everything I brought home was there.
Oh, well, that's great to hear anyway.
Yeah, that's amazing.
But I suppose only for your own persistence, Amy. I mean, you weren't going to let this go. You were like a dog with a bone. You weren't going to get your stuff back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had accepted that they were gone in the middle of August. I just had to, because I was so... It was only hurting myself that I was so angry and it's ongoing. But then, yeah, when I saw that I could go to the warehouse, I was looking for one last ditch effort. If I've nothing to lose, if I go up and they're not there, I'm no better off. But the fact that I got the two of them back is just, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And,
yeah.
And the fact that they're back and everything is intact is even better. So just finally,
yeah.
Amy, your advice for anyone if they ever go through a lost luggage scenario like you do, take the law into your own hands, really. Go up and look yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to get back into terminals. Obviously, everyone's now talking about the air tags because you can locate them where they are. But yeah, I mean, I would, if anyone is listening and can go up to the warehouse themselves, please do. Don't listen to Aer Lingus. My bags have my name, they have my address, they have my file number. So they were scanned, and there's a rush ticket put on them, and then they put them into the warehouse on the 3rd of July, and I didn't get them till yesterday.
Yeah.
So whatever Aer Lingus are saying, or any of the airlines, if you can think at all that your bags are up in Dublin, just go and look.
But I mean, if they were in a warehouse in Copenhagen or Oslo or somewhere like that.
Exactly. I was just going to say, I feel so sorry for people who came to Ireland and who have gone back to, you know, wherever they're from and don't have the opportunity to go up to Dublin.
Yeah.
My heart breaks for them, because there's bags, there's expensive bikes, there's buggies, there's all sorts of things up there. And
my
they
God.
May be people, and no one is checking, that no one is in that warehouse sorting through these bags. No one.
Okay.
There's three or four people walking around. They're not looking at tags. They're not saying, okay, this needs to go to Cork, this needs to go to Mayo. No, they're just walking around, directing people to where the bags are. But they're not sorting through them. So, I mean, Aer Lingus are saying that they're looking their hardest and they're trying their best and they're sorting them. They're not. Unfortunately, yeah. They're not.
Okay. Well, listen, Amy, I'm so glad that your story had a happy conclusion. And
thank you.
And listen, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed with it.
No, thanks so much. I was so delighted to send you a text yesterday to say that I found them.
And that was Amy McCarthy from Tralee there speaking to me earlier. So after everything she went through, all those phone calls and emails and letters, etc., back from Aer Lingus saying they're doing their very best, she goes up to Dublin, walks over to the warehouse where they keep the lost luggage, gets in and finds her bag in 2 minutes. Now, it's a shame that she had to go to all that much trouble to come all the way up from Kerry on the train, but it's just beggars belief that that couldn't have been sorted out much quicker. Now, I know they've had lots of staffing problems with and lots of other problems, primarily staffing problems and the fact that they've been so busy all summer. But you would imagine that when Amy kicked up such a fuss that somebody somewhere would have said, will anyone go out to the warehouse and have a look for this lady's bags? But it didn't happen. And anyway, she took the law into her own hands and found them herself. So I think there might be a lesson to be learned there. By the way, we have been on to Aer Lingus to update them on what has happened with Amy's baggage. So they are very good, to be fair to them. They're very good to get back to us. And when we hear back from them, we will let you know what they have to say. Has anyone ever been in a situation like that where you lost your bags and they turned up after 2 months? It's pretty extraordinary, I think. 083 300 3300 if you'd like to give us a shout this afternoon.